Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, joining us now right here with 9 days to go until the NFL draft. It's Cowboys COO Stephen Jones here on 105.3 The Fan. And a good afternoon to you, sir. How you been?
Man, good. Just as you can imagine, this is that time of year. And between getting our draft preparations ready to go, finishing up free agency, and then, of course, we continue to work on signing some of our top players.
Yes, so we look forward to talking to you about all that. Now, how far away are you from finalizing your board at this point, Stephen?
I'd still say we're another week off of just putting every little last I dotted and T crossed. Still a lot of data gathering going on, believe it or not, and as you delve in more into some of these players that we have an interest in, there's always more questions that come up that you feel like you can do a little more research on. And we just continue to work away at putting it together. We obviously have a board that's in pretty good shape as it sits, but we continue to modify it and make some changes. But once we get into the, you know, if we get into next week, the last week, it'll be pretty much the way it's going to be. So I'd probably say another, 5 or 6 days left before we, hopefully by the end of, by the start of next week, we'll be done with it.
Can you just read us what you got right now, starting at one down through about 180?
Absolutely. Sure.
Where's Kyler?
Well, Kyler's doing, he had a good read. So he's doing real well. And Kyler found his way into our first round.
So at the start of the offseason, you said, actually you were with us, you said tight end looked like maybe the biggest position of need or focus going into the offseason. What extent does that change with Witten, and how do you look at tight end going into this draft now?
Well, I think it was one of them. Certainly it's a one we'll keep our eyes on, but when you get a Hall of Fame type player back like Jason Witten that you weren't necessarily counting on, then that does change now. What we try to do, try to verbalize that every year, is we really try to take care of as best we can most of our needs in free agency. It may not be in a high-profile way or a way that, you're paying big money for guys that, get people on the edge of their seats, but we do feel like we've addressed for the large part of this, most of our needs, and you hope going into the draft, which is really the way we feel right now, is you can kind of take the best player available, and that's the way we try to get situated. And I think it's led to some very successful drafts, and I think hopefully the same thing will happen this year.
So, Stephen, from an offensive standpoint, Scott Linehan is out and Kellen Moore is in as the offensive coordinator. How much leading up to a draft or slash free agency do you have to talk to your new offensive coordinator and get an idea of what he likes out of certain positions on his side of the ball?
Quite a bit. Obviously, Kellen sits in on most of our offensive players, and I don't think he's missed one, so. Yeah, and as we go through each position on the offensive side of the ball, we go through the traits that we're looking for and any changes that we've made and what we might be looking for in the past, where our current players on the roster fit. If we did have a certain skill set that we don't currently have on the roster, then what that could do for us, and then talk about what we're installing out here and how we're going to be different, and all those things are taken into an account as we start to evaluate the different positions and how we set up our board.
So tracking the guys that you guys visit with pre-draft, I think a lot of people were a little surprised to see Damian Harris, the running back from Alabama, on there just because of where he's projected to be drafted on day two there. Is there any chance that if the right player is there that you guys would pick a running back in the first three rounds?
Well, I just think anytime you look at your situation and you see how much we rely on Zeke in terms of the number of catches, number of touches that he gets game in and game out, and what that would do to your team if you didn't have Zeke, you know, I think we look back on last year and wonder if maybe we were hanging out more than we should have. In the past, with Zeke, we've, you know, had guys like a McFadden, like an Alfred Morse that can come in there and really give you some good, solid carries. And, you know, on hindsight, looking at that with Rod, wonder if we had, you know, as high caliber of guys we should have. So certainly that's a position that we'll look at and we'll continue to look at as we move forward here.
How do you like the talent at 58, and how possible is a trade up? Is next year's first round pick in play, and to what extent?
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, it took an act of Congress to give up a first round pick, and we know how valuable those are. It took a lot of discussion, a lot of homework, a lot of really getting your hands around to give up a first round pick, and it's certainly something that you don't love to be without. We certainly would do the same thing over again in terms of what it did for us with Amari Cooper, what it's going to do for our future. Looking at this draft now, even in more depth at what would have been there for the future at receiver, we're certainly glad we made the deal. But I don't see us, making that a habit of putting first-round picks into play. At the same time, I think, and without that, it makes it real hard to think that you're going to make some huge moves to move that second-round pick up significantly.
Well, obviously what you guys have been doing in the draft for like half a decade now has just been outstanding, and those picks have such tremendous value for you. My question, though, how confident are you that you can keep drafting like you have, and how sustainable is, this series of years of successful drafts that you've been on?
I think if we stick, if we stick with our fundamentals, we can. I mean, you want to get better every year. You certainly want to look at ways that you can improve. But I think, obviously, in this, set of circumstances that we have with the cap where it is and the way these roster numbers are constructed, then I'd like to hope that we can continue to have success even though we don't have a first round pick, that we're gonna pick some really good football players in this draft that can help us. And I do think there's going to be some good players sitting there when we pick in the second round, so we've just got to really do our homework and really look at each and every player that might be available there. We know there's probably, it'll start to limit up pretty good as the draft comes to us there in the bottom of the second. But, we're convinced and convicted, even though we're not through with it yet, that there's going to be good players for us.
Steven, last year's draft class really contributed for you with Van Der Esch and Williams and receiver and Dorrance Armstrong, Gallup as a receiver. What guy do you think can have the biggest jump from year one to year two for you guys?
That's a great question. I think, there's a lot of guys doing a lot of good work out here. Linemen in particular are hard to jump in because they're young, and Connor in particular was really young. And my understanding back here is he's taken some huge steps in terms of his strength, his size, some of the things where he was a little, a little short on in terms of his play last year, that he's really focused on improving those areas. Football is very important to him. He loves the game. And my understanding is he's put on some really good weight and added some really good strength. And, I think he can make a big jump. It's certainly going to be competitive there with Sulafilo in terms of the depth that we have there, getting Cam and Sulafilo and Joe Looney back, and who knows what we might do in the draft. So it's a very competitive situation. And then you mentioned Dorrance Armstrong, too, is certainly an edge-type player. Learned a lot, but at the same time, those guys can make big jumps. You look at guys, in the past, like D-Law, You know, you look at their first year, you know, it was tough on them. And they get in there and they get a full off season, they get stronger and they make a big jump. So, you know, those interior linemen, whether it's offensive or defensive, you know, up there in the front, they get a year, you know, a full year in a pro style, you know, a pro organization, strength and conditioning, it can make a big difference for those guys.
Steven, you mentioned potential contracts with some of your current players. So who could that be? We got a real good kick out of David Kanter's description of how the deal came together. Is that kind of par for the course with the heated conversations and colorful language flying back and forth, or is that special with David?
Yeah, well, I don't know that I totally agree with his the way he recounts it, but I don't get into talking about details like that. But certainly the good news is we just power through those things and we do the best we can to negotiate and get to the right answer, and that's the most important thing. And certainly he did a good job for his client. But, you know, as far as the details of a negotiation, I don't get into that, nor, as I said, do I necessarily agree with the way he, you know, that he recalls the negotiation.
So are you open to discussing free agent contracts or extensions, I mean, with any of your players, or do you have a couple you're focused on right now?
Yeah, we're always open to looking at, you know, looking at things. And certainly if there's opportunities there that make sense, then we'll progress. I mean, I think pretty much everybody's on it pretty good that there's a you know, some pretty active discussions now with Dak and Amari, but it doesn't mean that we some can't pick up in short order with other players that we have on our roster that we certainly want to keep here in Dallas and have them remain Cowboys in the future.
Now, Steven, we do have to broadcast on Thursday during the first round. I know you guys don't have a pick currently. Could you at least hint to breaking news that you might move up into that round so that we could get better ratings?
Well, I'd never rule anything out with Jerry. He might just decide, hey, it's time to do something big, and certainly, you know, he'll have the final call on that. So I would never count Jerry out on anything.
Are free agents from other teams signing still possible, or have you kind of closed the book on that, at least when it comes to significant signings?
No, I wouldn't say they're closed. I mean, we'll continue to evaluate. I think a lot of times if, you know, depending on how the draft goes, sometimes you feel like, hey, there may still be a little need for something that we want to shore up, and the right guy happens to be out there at the right price. Sometimes, you know, the asking price changes for some of these veteran players. So, no, I would never rule out saying, hey, we're done with these, you know, we're done with signing free agents from other teams.
Jalen Smith has stunned the media, maybe not you guys, but each of the last two training camps in Oxnard, it was like, holy cow, how different is he? Man, he's moving so much better. Is there something else in store? Are you hearing anything from the workouts about how Jalen Smith is coming along?
Other than just he continues to do great. Now, I think certainly I don't think we'll see the seismic jumps that he made from year one to year two and then year two to year three. But, you know, he's just a worker, and he's what you want in a Dallas Cowboy football player. He certainly has never questioned that he was going to get back to his true form, and he did that. And, you know, you never know what you're going to get from him because he is so focused on being the very best linebacker he can be in the NFL.
So when I go look on the contract websites, I just want to verify with you if I could. I know Jalen has played two seasons. He's been in the league three seasons. Is he a free agent after this year?
He'll be under a tender after this year.
Okay, so looking at the defensive tackle situation and your cornerback situation, Steven, both of those look pretty good as we go into the draft, but after this season is over, you could possibly be losing a lot of those guys. And I remember a few years ago, obviously you had to redo pretty much your cornerback situation in one draft. How are you feeling about those two positions and the future that there's really not guys locked up long term at those positions?
Well, that's why I say to, you know, to laser focus on a couple of guys, you know, can be misleading. I mean, we obviously going to continue to look at our future in all those areas. And that's, you know, the same holds true for the draft. I mean, you look into what we drafted, and then you draft a couple of guys in certain areas, and then you're young there again, and you've got guys who are going to be with you for the next 4 or 5 years, and you don't feel, you don't feel like that's a big issue. But, you know, this is going to, with the young team that we have, this will be a continual work in progress in terms of, you know, tying players up and strategizing to keep, you know, the guys who we feel like make us the very best possible team we can be so we can contend for a championship.
And then what do you think about the Russell Wilson deal that he got put together? Are quarterback contracts growing faster than the salary cap? And, you know, what do you think of the quarterback market as it sits right now?
I don't necessarily think so. I mean, you're talking about two guys there who, you know, between Rodgers and between Russell Wilson that have won Super Bowls, that have had success year in and year out, taking their teams to the playoffs. Russell's, both of them been to a couple Super Bowls. Well, at least I know Russell has been. And so, yeah, those are guys who are going to make those type of jumps. But I'm not concerned. I mean, I think at the end of the day, if there's any position that has to keep an eye out, not only, for themselves, but they also have to keep an eye out on their team in terms of how much cap space they take up. These quarterbacks are those guys because, you know, at the end of the day, you know, they're going to make a lot of money. And the bigger thing for them in terms of their career and what they're all about is, you know, how much did they win? How many Super Bowl rings do they have on their fingers? Those are all huge deals. And they know, you know, at some point if they take up too much cap space at the end of the day, then, you know, it can hurt their chances in terms of winning.
Steven, last question for you. And I know he's not in this draft or next year's draft, but watching Trevor Lawrence play last year and then the national championship game, we've compared him to kind of the next Peyton Manning. I know this gets into sports talk radio, but how great of a prospect is Trevor Lawrence, even though that he can't even be drafted for the next few years?
Yeah, well, we don't get into a habit about talking about those guys who aren't coming out. But obviously, you know, him winning a national championship as a freshman makes him a special young man. But probably not the right thing for me to be commenting on what their draft status might be like in the future.
Appreciate your time as always, sir. Have a great afternoon.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Who are you guys picking at 58, Steven?
All right. Steven Jones here on 105.3 The Fan.
What if he said Louisiana Tech defensive end?
I don't know. It'd be fun that he threw a name out there. We know where one guy is on their draft board. I didn't think he'd answer, but Kyler Murray's in the first round on their board.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.